Welt im Ohr, ein Beitrag für internationale Entwicklungszusammenarbeit.
The Austrian African Research Network, Africa Uninet, realized with its third General Assembly this year the largest network event between African research institutions and Austrian scientists until now. More than 140 representatives from 18 countries and 70 universities came together in the Austrian Academy of Sciences mid-September. Among the guests were representatives from Kenya, South Africa, Morocco, Ethiopia, and Nigeria, just to name a few, coming from different institutions, universities, and associations, all dedicated to deepen existing partnerships. We, Mayada Hadaya and Anna Geiger, are guiding you through this event, letting you visit the conference rooms with us.
If you want to walk fast, walk alone. If you want to walk far, walk with everyone. Yeah, work with everybody. And it's the same even in cooperation.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're very welcome to the third General Assembly of the Africa Uninet.
Every institution has got its memory, and therefore they have got different ways of thinking and different ways of doing things. And when you cooperate, you integrate all these visions and activities and systems.
For this occasion, very many of you have traveled far and wide to be here in a very historical, a very important place for most of our history. We are grateful to be hosted by the Austrian Academy of Sciences, as well as being financed by the Federal Ministry of Education, Science and Research. My name is Stella Asimwe. I work at the Weltmuseum Wien. We shall start with opening remarks, first with the president of Africa Uninet, who also comes from the University of Natural Resources and Life Sciences, that is Professor Hubert Hasenauer.
Welcome to the third General Assembly of the Austrian Africa Uninet, hosted by the Austrian Academy of Science here in Vienna. After the great meeting last year in Egerton, Kenya, we are proud to welcome representatives, delegates, presenters, and students from 41 institutions coming from 17 African countries and representatives from 21 institutions in Austria. The founding vision of the network is the long-lasting cooperation in research, teaching, and knowledge transfer. As a result, 61 network projects with a total budget of 1.5 million euro are currently running, and the next call is already open. Again, welcome to Vienna. Thanks to the local host, the Academy, and its president, the former Federal Minister for Education, Science and Research, Professor Heinz Fassmann. He was also the mastermind in establishing this network. And with this, I hand over to my dear Vice President from Kenya, Professor Nutula Kidaka. Thank you very much.
We gather here in Vienna again, the birth city of Africa Uninet, where a dream which became a reality in January 2019. Africa Uninet has proved to be an ideal network, providing a unique opportunity to share ideas and widen our perspective in scientific cooperation, building capacities in higher education and research institutions, creating new networks, especially through the Africa Uninet funded projects. Today, we'll be able to witness the achievement and outcomes of this collaborative research across disciplines, creating a long-term, stable basis for cooperation between Austrian and African universities and research institutions.
Now the president of the Austrian Academy of Sciences.
Thank you. I'm delighted that our festival was chosen for the opening ceremony. The Academy is Austria's largest non-university research and science institution. It was clear for me that we must strive for a stronger partnership with a continent that will be the home of around 40% of the world population at the end of that century. But it should be a partnership of equals, without imperial or colonial attitudes. And Austria in particular can represent this partnership with a convincing credibility. So I'm pleased to see that this partnership is growing. It will be certainly part of the federal government's Africa strategy, which is now under construction, and in that, science and research is one of the six main points. Thank you.
The current minister will address us later on this evening. And for now, we have someone representing the ministry, and that is Mr. Heribert Buchbauer.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Austrian Federal Ministry of Education, Science and Research, I have the great pleasure to welcome you to the 3rd General Assembly of Africa Uninet here in Vienna. The African nations are not only rich in natural resources and cultural heritage, but also in their enormous potential in science and research. In Africa, you have enormous, numerous, renowned universities, research institutions, and lots of young talents and bright minds eager to cooperate internationally. It took quite a while and many meetings to draft, discuss, and lay down the basic structures of the network with our partners BOKU and ÖAD. Last year, the Austrian Academy of Sciences became a member as well, and up to now, the Science Ministry supported more than 60 international research projects of network partners, and each year more than 20 will follow. Our vision is that these small-scale projects will lead to long-term partnerships and also to follow-up proposals in bigger national and international funding schemes. The Africa strategy of the federal government was mentioned already, but in regard to the funding possibilities, in particular those provided by Horizon Europe to implement the joint innovation agenda of the African Union and European Union are important. I hope that our researchers will successfully apply for funding together and increase the participation of African partners in Horizon Europe, which is really necessary. Before I end, let me thank you for your commitment to this joint endeavor and for making Africa Uninet a success story and, of course, for coming to Vienna today. Special thanks go to Professor Hasenauer, Professor Kitaka, presidents of the network, President Fassmann and the Austrian Academy of Sciences for hosting this year's meeting, and to Jakub Kalice, Andreas Obrecht and the team of ÖAD for the great work of the network secretariat and for managing the funding program.
Dr. Jakub Kalice will now take the floor. He is the Managing Director of the Austrian Agency for Education and Internationalization.
Thank you and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm delighted to extend a warm welcome to all of you to this meeting on behalf of ÖAD. Many of you have traveled for quite great distances to come here to Vienna from various African countries, but I'm equally pleased to see many Austrian colleagues. With this General Assembly and conference, in fact, I believe that we are poised to enter a new phase in this network's evolution. And I think this year's conference program, it reflects this new phase also, because now there's this much stronger focus on the results of the projects that have been conducted and the work that has been conducted. This is significant in two ways. On the one hand, the content, of course, and the issues that are being addressed also in the framework of the SDGs. On a second level, it also reflects that the network is working and that the collaborations are deepened as we get to know one another better. And this is actually precisely what we were aiming for from the beginning on, a greater, bigger potential for projects between African and Austrian universities and research organizations. A next step is that we need to expand our horizons to funding opportunities beyond Africa Uninet. The European level, it was mentioned last year already, of course, there are funding opportunities, increasing funding opportunities, in fact. And, of course, the next level is the very highly competitive Horizon Europe program. And I think this is a goal we should strive for through our network, in addition, of course, to the opportunities on a national level from the Austrian side, like the APEAR program, of course, the Africa Uninet funding, but also the ministry's cooperation development research program that we can make use of via this network here. Now, we are all aware that this journey of the Africa Uninet involves a substantial amount of effort each time we come together. And this is very much also the ÖAD perspective. We transcend borders, endure the challenges of travel. We overcome many logistical obstacles in order to pursue and establish enduring partnerships. And I think this demands a high level of personal commitment that is very much appreciated. And therefore, I would like to take this moment here to express my gratitude to all of you for being here, especially, of course, to the board of the Africa Uninet. But I would also like to thank the team at ÖAD for their exceptional organizational efforts in the last months. Many of you have been in contact with Julia Lichtkoppler, with Andreas Obrecht, Rainer Enzenberger, and many others of the team. And I know that they have worked on this event here tirelessly throughout the last months. And a big thank you to you for your dedication, your personal commitment to this program, to this network here. Additionally, I would like to acknowledge the contribution, of course, of the Austrian Academy of Sciences, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs also, and, of course, the Ministry of Education, Science and Research for its vital role in making this gathering, but also the network as a whole, possible. Thank you, and with this, I hope you enjoy the meeting.
Africa Uninet is contributing to internalization of member institutions, targeting to demystify the achievements of SDGs. African Uninet is fostering the societal needs in creating intra and interspecific transformative pathways, new knowledge for societal and mankind advancement, drawn from a wide and wealth experience and expertise. Africa Uninet is also participating in mentoring of both the young and upcoming institutions. It is also mentoring young professionals so that they can effectively participate in solution seeking as a guarantee for future societal well-being and creation of positive dynamics. I'm also praying that Africa Uninet is addressing the emerging issues such as the climate change, new diseases, new legal demands, scoping for gender and related issues, political, social, and economic analysis. And what we know, all these calls for innovative actions, new tools and technologies, innovative ways of engagement, and actually, if necessary, development of new vocabularies or new languages, and all these will require new policies and support systems. As universities and research institutions, we cannot hide from truth, knowledge, and information. Neither can we hide the truth and the knowledge.
There is a net of collaborations across the African continent and the country of Austria, connecting project partners across countries and disciplines. At the Africa Uninet conference, there appears a bigger picture than one might think. The network's success and its relevance are displayed here in the sheer number of attendants and topics. Taking place in the Austrian Academy of Sciences in Vienna city center, the conference was surrounded by an air of Austrian academic history and realized one of the Academy's ground functions, to encourage research and to be an enlivened space for scientific exchange. Next to the Austrian Academy, also the African Academy of Sciences was represented at the Assembly through their Executive Director and Keynote Speaker, Peggy Oti Boateng. But not just the Austrian Academy of Sciences opened its doors to the conference. An evening reception hosted by the Federal Ministry of Education, Science and Research provided space for informal exchange and new acquaintances. Another reception was taking place at the University of Applied Arts Vienna, including a photographic exhibition on collaborative projects. The last of the three-day conference was dedicated to a key issue in development research and central to a lot of Africa Uninet projects, the question of water supply. An excursion to the Water Supply Museum Kaiserbrunn gave insight into Austria's water infrastructure. Within these inspiring locations, a diverse and discursive program was taking place. Speeches and panel discussions delivered a thematic focus on questions of decolonizing knowledge, science's potentials to transform lives, and the interconnections of social reality and academia. Within all these forms of assembling, Mayada has been present, catching atmospheres and thoughts with her microphone.
I'm from OEAD and I do a podcast. May I ask you only one question?
Yeah. Okay. Africa and the Austria, that is very important for us, to learn more and change information.
Very warm welcome, dear listeners. You saw me rushing through the halls of the Austrian Academy of Sciences on this wonderful event, the Third General Assembly, which took place mid-September in Vienna. My name is Mayada Hadaya and I'm doing the podcast and the radio broadcast Welt im Ohr for the Unit Education and Research for Development Cooperation at the OEAD, Austria's Agency for Education and Internationalization. I had the chance to meet so many interesting people. Let's listen to their first impressions on this great venue with participants from many different African countries and also from Austria.
I'm from Zimbabwe originally, but I'm coming from Namibia. The venue is very attractive and very exciting. And then the conversations are lively.
Networking and meeting new people for projects in future. Thank you.
My name is Muvari Shurutwe and I'm from Namibia. I'm really excited to learn from others, researchers and even the leaders that are here today.
My name is Johan Tom. I'm from South Africa, the University of Pretoria. I enjoy the opportunity to meet scholars from all over the world, especially from Africa, even if it is as far away as Austria.
I am from the Medical University of Vienna. I am professor for tropical medicine and I work in Gabon. I'm very happy to be back again. Yeah, I'm really surprised by how many people have come and it looks to be very diverse and very interesting meeting.
My name is Fabian Ammann, I'm also from Medical University Vienna, and we want to bring wastewater-based epidemiology methods to Gabun and to a tropical setting.
I'm from Germany, but I'm working for a Nigerian Godfrey Okoye University. What impressed me most for now is that this decolonization, which is, I believe, absolutely necessary in education in Africa, in the African countries I've seen so far, but also sort of a de-traumatization, so to support a growth mindset, to see what opportunities are there and working on solutions.
Turkey, but I'm based in Vienna, so I'm from the University of Applied Arts, the Angewandte, and our project is collaborating with South Africa. And the most impressive thing today was for me to see how all these projects are coming through.
I'm Maria, I'm from Namibia. I came here seeking for to do my presentation for OAP, okay, for the Africa Union.
So I'm from Austria, and what impresses me most last year and this year is the variety of topics that we are able to discuss, but also the nice things that we do next to discussing.
I'm Mary Ogunlaja. I'm from Ridimas University. Yeah, so far the session we just had was quite interesting and incisive. It brings to mind what we need to be facing in Africa to get out of where we are and get to where we're going. It's quite sentimental, based on a lot of things that the simple eyes cannot see.
My name is Margarita Langtala. I'm from the Austrian Foundation for Development Research. The colonial setting and the decolonial topics this morning. What was mentioned that there needs to be an overhaul of education, I think this is very true, but not only for African countries. Of course, African countries should teach their children, but from an African perspective. Also here we need an overhaul of education because our children, I guess they learn more than we did about other cultures and Europe's role in other parts of the world, but still not enough. Actually, Europe is not the center. It has been the center for a certain period of time and for the worst of the other parts of the world.
I am from Ethiopia, and what impressed here is the social network connecting with some special guests, keynote speakers here, and we are experiencing what we have to do in the future in Africa especially, and we are creating networks.
My name is Makonnen Subano. I came from Ethiopia, Dabra Marcos University. We have been awarded a project by the Africa Uninet. I'm very impressed. When it's my first experience, the people, I'm very, very, very impressed. We have a lot to learn from this society.
I'm from Nigeria, and the most impressive thing for me in today's meeting were the keynote addresses that were presented, especially, you know, the one on Africa, on decolonizing and reorientation, you know, of Africans in order to ensure, you know, the development of the continent. You know, I had the opportunity to actually see that in one way or the other, I'm contributing, you know, to the development of Africa.
I'm from Ethiopia, Bahr Dar University. So I am impressed by the network that I have from different African universities and Austrian universities, and this will help us to collaborate for the next Africa Uninet call.
Institute for Applied Systems Analysis, and the dialogues during the opening ceremony, during the keynote speech, impressed me so far. I'm from the United States. I grew up in Texas.
My name is Oscar. I'm from Kenya, an alumni of the OEAD. The organization was good in terms of timekeeping. I like that very much. And the presenters and the keynote speakers too.
Hello, I'm Alex Barakajira from Uganda. I liked the way the program was scheduled. I enjoyed the presentation. They delivered very intriguing some kind of work, which actually I also contributed to. And it's all a learning process, and we are learning, and we'll continue to learn. I also liked the interaction between the presenters and the public, of where the presenters really answered most of the questions from the intriguing questions from the public, and we are still learning. Thank you.
My turn. This is Crispin Kowenje, a professor of chemistry from Kenya Maseno University. The most impressive thing about today is the topic that was discussed, decolonization of knowledge and knowledge dissemination. It was interesting to see how both sides argue about it. This is a topic we have been talking about forever. The problem is, even here, we have people who are beneficiaries of that skewed ways of looking at knowledge, but we have also people who are looking at it more progressively. I would say that especially the issue of access to knowledge, open access is key now to Africa, especially publication and access. And it should be available to everyone, even to my old mother at home who doesn't know how to read and write. It should be in all languages, not only in English. We need to even publish what we call negative results, research that did not go the right way, the way it was intended, because we have learned something about it.
I am
former Ewani Mokelo from Nnamdi Azikiwe University, Awka, Nigeria. What impressed me greatly in the program is about the decolonization of African minds to assist Africans to forge a way forward for development, solving their local issues without trading blames with other people who had done wrong in the past. They should take their destiny into their hands. Another issue that is problematic is they also have some Western allies that, due to selfish interest, they support them because they want to take a lot of resources from African countries to sustain their economy. I'm from Kenya. My name is Janice Mutua. I do literature in Swahili. The day was good, began well. I'm happy about the presentations. True reflection of why we are here. Thank you.
From Bukwi University, from the Institute of Development Research and the Cluster of Development Research. So at Bukwi we have a long tradition working with African institutions. So for me it was clear from the very, very beginning when I started working with students in Africa and with researchers in Africa that they do not have access to the scientific literature. This is just the easy question, how to get the papers, how to get the scientific evidence, how to be able to download. So the universities do not have access and have not the money to pay the fees to get access to the publications from different journals. We do not enough at all to include them also in the scientific exchange. There things are going better now with this conference, and it's so important to combine the natural sciences with the social sciences. This is a very big challenge for the future to understand these complex challenges and this complex crisis, war, climate change, and whatever we face.
At the Third Africa Unit General Assembly in Vienna, you could listen to many interesting keynotes, and after the welcoming words, there were also panel discussions, and after the voices are captured from the participants for you, you can listen to some interviews of former scholarship holders from the African continent in Austria.
My name is Benedict Mutua. I'm an alumni of BOKU. I was doing a water resources engineering for my PhD. I also came for a postdoc here in Vienna. And out of my studies in Vienna and research, they have made me the kind of a person I am as a scholar, as a researcher, and even as an administrator. After I finished my PhD here, when I went back to Kenya, I served in different capacities in terms of administration and management. That was in addition to teaching, research, and supervision of students. I was a chairperson of a department. I became the Dean, Faculty of Engineering and Technology for 2 terms. Then I became the Director, Graduate School at Egerton University. In 2016, I was appointed by the government to become the Deputy Vice Chancellor in another university in charge of planning, partnership, research, and innovation. And I think I can attribute all this to the training that I got from Austria. Out of my good performance, I was reappointed for a further term of 5 years. A Deputy Vice Chancellor is equivalent to Deputy Rector here in Vienna. Then last year, advertisements were made for the position of a rector in our country, vice chancellor. It's a very competitive position. It's the top position at the university. Then I was appointed 3 weeks ago, now as the Vice Chancellor of the Technical University of Kenya, which is equivalent now to the rector. I'm moving from the western part of Kenya now to the city, so I need some time to get to that. The first research activity that I did when I did my PhD, I collaborated with my former supervisors from Vienna, Professor Willibald Louis Cantrell and Professor Andreas Klick. We won the first EU-funded project, and that was on water resources management. That was being done in Uganda, Kenya, and Ethiopia. Thereafter, we also applied for another EU-funded project that was focusing on water and sanitation across Southern Africa, Eastern Africa, Western Africa, and Northern Africa. It was a very practical kind of research where universities were working with the municipalities. So it was really impacting to the society. I had another project under peer. It was on ICT for agriculture, which we completed 3 years ago, in fact, during the period of COVID. So in terms of the current Africa UNET, I represent the university where I've been at Kibabi University in Kenya, but I was also appointed as the country rep for Africa UNET. And what I'm looking for in summary in this particular case is how our universities, and more so where I'm getting, how can we partner with African universities and research institutions, and more so with Austrian universities, because there's a huge space in terms of resources, not only financial resources, but the expertise across different professionals in Austria and in Africa. In fact, now to the new university where I'm going, we want to make to apply for the fourth call, and I'm looking at this Africa UNET as a platform where universities and research institutions can bring their synergies together for development and sustainability of research that impacts to the community. That is a vision that I have.
My name is Nelly Cherono Kiplangat, and I am from Kenya. I am from the Technical University of Kenya, and today's presentation has been very good. Actually, the presentation on decolonizing African minds was the best for me. Actually, it really inspired me and made me realize that we are the change that we want to see in Africa. I'm here as a visiting student. I'm doing my PhD under a project that is done in partnership between the Technical University of Kenya and BOKU. My background is in water and environmental engineering, and I'm working as a tutorial fellow at the School of Civil and Resource Engineering. I teach units on water engineering mostly, and also environmental, for example, water resources management, water resources engineering, environmental impact assessment, you know, like anything water related. And I'm also good in GIS, incorporate GIS in hydrological modeling, GIS in catchment studies. Actually, I come from East Africa. Kenya is one of the East African countries. And I would say that water is life. I would reiterate that water is life. And yeah, because actually all existence on Earth depends on water. And one of the major challenges that we face in Africa, I think, is water scarcity. We have very many people who cannot have access to water. We may be having water, but it's not fit for consumption because of pollution. So that's another challenge, the problem of pollution. And with the increasing populations, the issue of pollution has also really gone high. And now the challenge is, how do we conserve our water sources so that it's not interfered with by human activities? Thank you very much. Thank you. It's been nice.
We are pleased that our former scholarship holders are still cooperating with Austrian institutions and participated also in the third African UNINET General Assembly, such as Frederick Kasili from Turkana University College.
My connections with Austria can be traced back to 1997. That is when I was awarded a scholarship to undertake my doctorate studies in conservation biology. I was a student at the Institute of Wildlife Biology and Game Management at the University of Natural Resources and Life Sciences, Vienna, under Professor Hartmut Gossoff. I went back to Kenya and resumed my teaching job at the university, but I came back to Austria in 2007 for 9 months to conduct research on conservation hunting. Conservation hunting is an aspect of the practice of wildlife hunting which is anchored on a conservation objective, such that the hunting actually is for pruning nature and not destroying nature. So it has guidelines and regulations that ensure that the hunting promotes continued survival of the wildlife species being hunted and not disseminated. After my 9 months stay in Austria, I went back to Kenya and was promoted from the position of senior lecturer to associate professor. At that point, I left the university and went to work at Kenya Wildlife Service as a senior administrator responsible for training at the Kenya Wildlife Service Training School. I was there for 10 years. At that point, I left and went back to university on promotion as a deputy principal responsible for academic and student affairs at Turkana University College, where I am at present. Hunting has traditionally been a cultural practice among Africans in Kenya. It was through hunting that they obtained material needs from wildlife, but African hunting was managed by cultural restrictions. When the Europeans colonized Kenya, hunting by Africans was banned. Hunting was left to colonialists only. However, after independence, the government banned hunting because it was not helping the wildlife population. It was decimating wildlife. So in 1977, hunting was banned in Kenya to death. For everybody, yes. This conference is a wonderful idea. And I must say on my own behalf and on behalf of my university that we appreciate the kind gesture extended to us by the Austrian government. Africa Uninet, in my view, is a grand opportunity for those of us from Africa to take advantage of and promote research which helps our countries, which helps our people, which builds capacity among our people to conduct research, and which, in a way, enables us to change the lives of our people in our respective countries. You are welcome. Thank you.
A shared quest for life-changing knowledge, for implementing found possibilities and solutions, and to cooperate to achieve these complex goals, characterized this third Africa Uninet Assembly. It situated current problems, questions and answers into the historical city center of Vienna, giving new impulses and ideas for the coming years. It became a moment of exchange between researchers and artists, between students and directors, between research institutions, associations and universities, connected through this opportunity to get out of one's own projects and into their wider context. And also to know who sits behind friendly mails. We, Mayada Hadaya and Anna Geiger, are looking forward to see you again.
Welt im Ohr, ein Beitrag für internationale Entwicklungszusammenarbeit.